Welcome to the Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun. Got some ice going.
I needed a drink after this long ass day
we
I had
just
today.
Talking about that.
Yeah.
Yesterday well, we didn't, and today. We didn't get in trouble.
We did. The boss was like, everybody get out of a meeting right now. We're going to talk about all the shit you haven't done. Y'all are in trouble. Get it done by the end of the week. And I was like, fuck.
No, it wasn't like that.
Well, that's what it was.
He's
like
a great
for
boss.
Me. He is a good boss. I like him.
So I don't know who we have on the show today. So
who do we have today?
You have to introduce them, please.
Say hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. So we have a local salon.
Yes. Hair salon, right?
Hair salon employees.
Yes.
Hair salon.
We're self-employees, right? They, aren't you self-employed when you do hair?
Yes.
They bleach. They color. They dye. They cut. They cut color and dye.
And they listen to gossip, and that's why
I'm
here.
Yeah. We're not going to say where they're from.
No, heck no. We're not going to say their names because, you know, it doesn't matter.
If you know where they're from, act like this is the movie The Help, and you ate the shit pie, and you don't want nobody to know. All right? That's all I'm going to say.
All right, so first, what inspired you to become who you are? Whoever wants to start, doesn't matter.
Well, that's fucking deep, Meredith.
I know.
Shit.
So my goal in life was I want to be a bus driver when I grow up.
Shut up.
Amazing.
And then I was like, maybe not. I think I actually want to be in the Air Force.
Oh my God.
I love all right.
From ground to air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then September 11th happened and my dad's like, hell no.
Hell no.
What's your next plan? Yeah. I was like, well, I mean, I kind of want to cut hair too. He's like,
Do that.
So
yeah, good.
Very ambitious.
How about you?
Amazing.
I definitely did not want to do that. I wanted to be.
Which part?
I thought I was going to be a rock star's wife.
Amazing.
That was my goal.
You thought you were going to be Bunny.
There's still time.
Exactly. Shayna Mochler was one of my time.
Yeah.
I also had a military moment where I thought about
joining
the Army.
What is that?
Is it the small town thing?
I thought about joining the Army Reserve to get away. Yeah.
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 To get away from the small town.
I'm not good with school, so I was like, they could force me to go to school and give me some discipline.
Yeah.
And my dad also did not like the idea of that.
No.
Sure.
So I was like, what about beauty school? And he like had me signed up within the month.
Perfect.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And now you guys like rock at it. Like, I know you guys are so busy where you work at.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you know, you say you didn't want to go to school, but going to beauty school is very intense.
Yeah, so
I think
it's 1,500 hours, and you do it in like 9.5 months.
So wow,
that's incredible
it's
to me.
It's 40 hours a week. So
yeah,
they say that the breakdown it's equivalent to 2 years of college.
Yeah,
if you're a full time student. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's not just playing with hair. There's like chemistry, electricity.
Absolutely,
yeah, our school
so
literally went to ECC and looked at cadavers.
Yes, because you have to understand all of that. Muscles.
Anatomy.
Yeah.
What?
Why? Why?
And then
you couldn't look at live people's heads and nails?
No, because then.
I could have laid there.
Yeah.
Here, look.
We also took a trip to the Jelly Belly factory. That was like super relevant for color theory.
Color theory.
So
yes,
we went from like dead bodies to jelly beans.
I hope you washed your hands between.
I did.
Yeah, good job.
I hope you didn't.
Good job. What is that smell every time I put my fingers near my mouth to eat these delicious jelly beans? Sick.
No, there is. There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
So do you just do hair or is it nails, makeup, all that fun stuff? What else do you do? Waxing? Any coochies?
We wax from like the chin up.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's good to know. Yeah. What about my neck though? Sometimes it's like down my neck.
I've done it.
They're just like, hold on one second. We're
hold
real
on.
Quick.
Can
real
you
quick.
Get this whole area here?
There's a patch. I'm not going to leave you
hanging.
Yeah,
right? Right? You'll see it better than I can,
you
I'm sure.
Smooth like butter before you leave.
I thought about doing my sideburns because they're like all the way down here, but
you need to go see them.
I know.
Should've
well, they never have
this.
Any open appointments.
Yeah, I
so.
Know. We were just talking about that, right?
Pretty sure you have a gift card still. I was like looking through old gift cards the other day because I had to archive, like pull one out of the archives for somebody. And I'm like, oh, Cass.
Yeah. Do you really?
Oh, I think, my God. You know what? I think Johnny got it for me. And then I just never went, and he used part of it for a haircut for himself.
That's so funny. While it's here.
Maybe. That could have been. Yeah.
What kind of trends are you seeing for 2024?
Ooh.
Literally everything.
What's everything?
Mullets.
Yeah.
Boy perms. Boy perms. I was like, hardcore. Love boy perms. This is who I am. And then after like 6 of them.
You were done.
Done.
I'm like, never again.
Yeah.
I have one next week. I can't.
Oh,
wait.
Gosh.
I don't do perms.
No perms.
No. No. You're like, that's not on my agenda.
Cut, color, shave, wax.
8 years.
No, yeah.
Don't have that patience.
Do you guys have a lot of old biddies that come in to get perms or no? No.
No.
Do you have
I've
a younger clientele?
Like, I've done more boy perms.
Oh, wow. In your life?
In the last like 2 years, then probably. In my career,
wow.
18 years of women perms.
That's funny.
These boys want curly hair so bad.
My dad used to get
And is
perms.
It top and back then? Do they have the sides? Or is it the whole
it's
head?
It's like whatever. Some of
it
them
doesn't matter.
Have like a mullet perm. Some of them just want the top. Some of them want their whole head perm.
That's incredible that's
that
back.
That is so funny.
It's just
Well,
really
I've been
weird.
Seeing yeah. some dudes rock some massive mustaches lately, and I'm like, yeah. that shit's back, too.
I'm
like,
a big mustache fan.
Are you? Oh, it's yeah. like all yeah. they have, too. Not a goatee, not a beard, and just straight up mustache.
I don't know if it comes with age, but
yeah.
all of a sudden
like your
I
preference to date or to like cut it?
To just attractiveness.
Oh, attractiveness.
Attractiveness.
Yes,
I just
yes.
love a mustache.
What's that Burt yeah. guy? Burt Reynolds? Burt Reynolds.
I was like, Burt and Ernie?
Burt and Ernie. Burt Renner. Burt Reynolds is back in style.
Yeah. yeah. Yes.
It's weird how trends come and go, right?
Well, they do. And like my teacher in school, he was European. And so he was like all about Vidal Sassoon.
Oh.
That was like his thing. I'm like, dude, it's literally 98 cents a jewel, but okay.
Yeah.
But he kept saying everything comes back 20 years.
Right.
And so now where I started to where I'm at now, 100%.
Like, wow.
The shag haircut is just a lady mullet.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
those were definitely cool 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm and seeing like the feathered again yes. a little bit, light feather.
I like the feather. I thought that was like, it never should have went away.
Like
it
the Farrah Fawcett,
yeah.
Angel
like classic.
Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think people look so good with that haircut. Whoever gets it, if I see it on TikTok or whatever, I'm like, it's amazing.
And that's 70s.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd yeah. say so. Yeah. Maybe early 80s.
Yeah.
80s was super perm, right? I was born in the 80s,
spray.
Early 80s. And I remember my grandma perming our hair when we were kids. So, yeah. Everybody got perms. Everybody got perms back then.
It wasn't like how it is now.
No.
You just went to anybody that was like, yeah, I can give you a perm.
Yeah.
My great-grandma went every single Friday, and she got her hair, like, set, you know?
See, and that's, like, a dying thing.
Yeah.
We had them when we were in school. Taylor has one, but she's hardly a set.
Yeah.
So she's the
she's
cutest, and she smells good, and she's...
Yeah.
She looks 60.
I had like a 90-something-year-old blind lady every week for a while.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah. You could do whatever you wanted with her hair then, right?
You'd be like, no. It's fabulous.
If she was mean to everyone except me. She grew up by her.
Her name wasn't Mrs. A, was it?
No, it's no. Norma.
It was Norma. Okay. Norma.
Well, blind as she was, yeah. if I was unavailable or like not at work or out of town and someone else did her hair, she'd be like, shit job.
Yeah.
Like, no one.
Oh, she had Norma. To be nice to you because you did her fucking hair.
Yeah.
She was like, this bitch will cut me up.
But I would like flirt with her husband the whole time.
Oh my God, that's
so cute.
He would
like be winking at me.
Oh my God. She can't see.
Yeah, I forgot my pocketbook. And I'd be like, come on, Wally.
And they bring us like the biggest box, like the really giant, gaudy Valentine's Day box.
Yeah.
Of chocolate.
Like the 3 foot long one and just plop it on the table and wink at us.
Oh my God.
Was she blind her whole life?
No.
You know?
Oh,
really?
And then also had dementia. Yeah.
Oh.
I asked her if I could do her hair for her funeral.
Oh,
she said she was getting cremated.
Oh shit! You're like, well, let me do it before you go.
Did we have a couple drinks on Saturday and talk about that on the way home after the prof concert?
What? Yes, getting
cremated. We did. We did talk about that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We both want to be cremated. Just so everybody knows, don't let nobody bury me in the ground.
I want to be buried.
It's the kind of conversation
we
have after a fun night out.
So creepy. These are literally conversations that we have at work all day.
Yeah.
Like, if I know you guys watch TikTok because I've listened to your things. So, like, the big one right now, like the say the weird thing.
Yes. Yeah.
That's literally just a fly on the wall with us all day. Last week, like, we go through these phases where we're real into something.
Yeah.
So, I've been on a human composting kick.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm like, oh, well, my dad lives in Washington. Like, Dad, you should become compost. And oh, I'll take all 400 pounds of you. Put you in my garden.
Yeah. And I tell her she's a cannibal and it's creepy. And she can't eat the vegetables that grow out of her dad's
That I didn't even think about that. That is very strange.
I'm like, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. So I've been telling everybody. Like, this is literally the future. Yeah. We all have to get on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
But like, that was last week, though?
Yeah.
What's this week's news? Or is it kind of trailing into this week?
No, I mean, this week we only...
It's only Tuesday, Meredith. Yeah, so
we were only at work yesterday. So, like, right now we hate Comcast. That's our...
And our landlord.
Yeah, and our landlord. So, like, I said probably 10 times yesterday, like, I'm just going to run into traffic. And then as, like, my landlord's partner was getting his hair cut... You know, we're like, oh, and we're going to be on this podcast tomorrow. And he's like, what are you going to talk about? And she just out of nowhere, she's like, our shitty landlord.
Do tell.
Yes, please do.
And how at her eulogy, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why she died.
Oh,
we're all
my
gathered
God.
Here today because of this man.
What's wrong with your landlord?
Because he drove us over the edge.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So it's not even him in particular. There's like a whole group of them. And so they're very, they don't respect me because I'm a white woman. That's like really no to them. So yeah,
really?
They want to talk like, you know, oh, we'll talk to your husband. And I'm like, no, he has his own job. Like, this is mine. The only affiliation that he has to this is that he married me. That's it.
Oh,
like
wow.
This is
you don't even
my...
cut his hair there, right?
I don't.
Yeah, you do it at home.
He cuts his own hair.
He cuts his own hair.
I
was
going to
say, it doesn't look like he's got a real fancy mullet perm or anything.
One of our other girls cut his hair the other day, actually, because I was like, I'm just like chilling. So it's just a thing. So I don't know. Long story short, he was like, oh, well, I'm going to direct withdraw money out of your account for rent because like paper checks are so old fashioned. I'm like, all right, well, it's been working for 13 years.
Yeah.
Why not just mess that up? So he withdrew the rent 4 times.
Oh my God.
Then all of a sudden started making deposits. And I was like going back and forth to the bank. And then like the worst thing ever is when you go to the bank and then they give you that like sad look.
Oh like, no.
Oh.
Like, oh, somebody
and I'm like,
fucked up.
Oh, cool. Thanks for just making me feel like total garbage.
Yeah.
Like now you're feeling sorry for me. I'm just pissed and I just want to like know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's been going back and forth for like the last 3 weeks. So.
Oh no.
As of today, we're all squared up, but.
That's frustrating.
He's actually been really nice this time. He was like laughing. He's like, oh, are you going to go on vacation with all this extra money that you have
disgusting.
That I accidentally deposited in your account? And I was like, maybe. Like, you never know what I'm going to do.
Close that account, open another one with all this money.
Well, so
he's the dummy.
Yeah, my bankers are like, we're just going to block him.
Ew.
He can never take money again. I'm like, that's fine. So today I went and I handed the paper check. Like, here you go. We're just going back to the Stone Age. Because we had no heirs before then. So it's just been a thing. This has
that
been
gave
going
me the
on.
Ick. I got the ick from that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, it was a mistake. And I get it, but I've only
four
been.
4 times?
Well, yeah, like I literally just signed up for this like 2 rent checks ago. And all of a sudden, like in the last 3 weeks, it's like $13,000 has just been coming back and forth between the two of us, which I'm like, yeah, you know. So she kept joking like, oh, are our paychecks going to bounce? I'm like, yeah, probably because I don't even know.
I've had that happen before.
I have like
$0.03
in our bank account
right
now.
Yeah.
No, I was crying. I was crying poor to her husband the other day. He's like, guess what? You ain't getting paid on Monday. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah,
but
I did.
Now we're fine. Everybody got paid.
Yeah,
that's my check
a
went
crazy.
Through.
Yeah, I spent half the day shopping.
I was
going to
say, probably the electricity would get shut off before your paycheck didn't go through. Maybe.
Or she ran out into traffic.
I ran into traffic. I mean, yeah, the electricity
just don't leave
for
this
sure. just because we have a lot of power outages, so.
Yeah.
You know, paying them.
Yeah.
But,
you guys get them there? I thought you guys never lost power there. Do you mean at your house or at the salon?
No, at the salon.
Really?
We've It's flickered, but we haven't actually ever lost it.
You know, it used to be bad a long time ago.
We lost power.
Yeah.
At like 10 in the morning.
Oh, God, with a full day schedule. Yeah.
It was a Friday, so it was like not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But I called her and I was like, so we're just going to go to Donnie's and have Bloody Marys while they fix
the power
line. So she's like, okay.
She's so like, do you want to drink Bloody Marys and then, feel sorry for herself? I said, I'll be there.
And then she's like, but do I still get paid for today?
I'm self-employed, so yeah, no.
It was fine. So it was no. Fine. We had a great time.
I always wonder this. So how many clients can you have in one day? If it's all just haircuts or if it's all perms, like how many hours in a day do you put in? How do you base your salary, I guess? You could make a million or you can have a nice easy week, right? Yeah. Or whatever you want to do because you're your own.
We have different hours, so it just depends on how many hours of the day we're there.
Yeah, but roughly like a normal day, like at minimum we're going to have 4 or 5 clients.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So and so then there's some days where it's all haircuts and we refer to those as lot of body days.
Yeah.
Lot of body.
Yeah.
Because it's just people in and out all day. But then, you know, like Saturdays are a shorter day. So most of our working class people come in on Saturdays because they're working all week or whatever. And those are usually bigger appointments. So we'll typically see like 2 or 3.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they're like 2.5 hour appointments, whatever. So they're getting multiple things. Do you ever overlap? Things.
Like you start a color and you know she's going to be sitting for 30 minutes. So you like schedule a haircut in there.
Do
you get
it.
Too screwed doing that?
No. Sometimes I'm like, well, that's like when I have snacks.
I do that. A lot.
You do that?
Recently she's like, oh, you just really hated yourself today, huh?
Yeah.
Try to get it all done in one day and then I don't have to work the rest of the week.
Yeah, no. I mean, it depends. Like during COVID, we weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But, oh, sure.
So it kind of like stopped. And then I think for a while we got kind of used to it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this slow pace isn't so bad.
Right.
But her and I are like so money hungry that we're like, okay, let's just like full speed.
Yeah.
What do we got to do? No.
Power through it.
Yeah.
Do you have certain days where you only do the cuts then? Or do they, it doesn't matter, right? Just whenever someone can get in. And
it's a giant
on your calendar, it says how much time it takes for a cut, 30 minutes, hour and a half, whatever. Yeah. Oh, okay. Whatever you can fit in.
Mm-hmm. My haircut's like 8 minutes.
And how many people do you work with or how many people?
There's 3 of us right now.
There's 3 and you're looking for more, huh?
Yeah. Got a vacancy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that when you say that, that means you have a chair to rent out or okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's how you pay the rent. You charge the people for their chair.
Yeah.
A percentage of their sales or whatever.
No, it's just a flat fee. Like basically like per day.
We pay weekly.
Okay.
I pay weekly.
So everybody pays weekly, but it's like a daily thing. So like if you're going to work X amount of days and this is how much you owe.
Oh, okay.
So it just kind of depends. So
really, if you had a part-timer, you could have 2 part-timers share a chair, huh? And then
you could, as long as they're, like, not messy.
Right.
And they could
they got to find
nicely.
One, let alone 2.
I know. Right. Well, you know, I'm thinking big over here.
Right. I'll take 7.
Sky's the limit.
Everybody
gets one day a week.
Yeah, exactly. And then what if you didn't like someone? You'd be like, ugh, Monday's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Mondays, it's just us, so it's a really great way to start
the
day.
Yeah, we eat Panera. Yeah. That is nice. It's like a soft
How do you
opening.
Eat Panera?
Yeah.
That's like our thing on Mondays.
I don't like Panera. It's like hospital food.
Oh, I love it.
She came into work on Monday, and like she's Panera. Like, oh, I've been thinking about Panera all morning. And I was like, so have I. Let's go. And then
Does it get earlier
crashed.
And earlier every Monday?
Well, we did it like every Monday for a while, and then they closed.
Because they moved locations.
Then
we
kind of got used to it, so it was like not that often, but I woke up like, I need Panera today.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's good.
Work, and then,
that was it.
Yeah.
I just can't like pay $20 for a bowl of soup and a half a sandwich.
I paid $20 for Taco Bell yesterday and ate
I did
all
pay
of it.
$15 for Taco Bell on the way
we
home
did.
From Prof the other day.
I was very
day,
good.
So.
I think I only spent like 5 or 6 and I got cinnamon twists.
Oh, no.
We went to a concert on Saturday and on the way home I was like we were getting Taco Bell because last time we went to that concert was in the middle of COVID,
and
no Taco Bell
was open
and
we were
pissed. So I'm like I'm going to eat a gordita and then a quesadilla, right? No biggie. And
in
I'm trying
car?
To be.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. In my new car.
She's driving. I'm not driving. So I have the bag on my lap with a shit ton of napkins in. And I'm like, I am so clean. I am being so clean. I get home and I look down and there's just like cheese sauce smeared down my shirt. I'm pretty sure it all got on me. I hope.
She was like, text me when you're home. So, you know, it's like the home text. I'm like, I'm home. Thanks for a fun night. She wrote Taco Bell all over my shirt.
She found me with it all over my face because I fell asleep in an Uber eating a Dorito Loco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Taco Bell.
She
Bell's
showed
the
up
best.
In my garage and I was like, what is all over your face? And I was like,
sounds like a great night.
Hey, at least you Ubered. Daytime. At least you Ubered. It was daytime.
Yeah. It was Super Bowl Sunday last year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I do Galentine's. Yeah. The first half of the day.
Sure, yeah, sure.
And then I go to her house, and I never want to show up empty-handed, so I made my Uber driver, like, go to Taco Bell. And
yeah. You're like, I'll even buy you a taco.
I decided to eat one in the back seat, but I fell asleep.
Oh, man.
So there was just Dorito all over my face. It was fine.
It's totally fine. Sounds fun.
That's so great.
Yeah.
So
everyone was happy about the tacos.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy.
I would, too.
When you first approach a client, what's the conversation that you have? Depending on what they're doing. Let's just, like, if they're doing...
They both just go, I don't know.
Like, what, you know, let's just say if they're a little picky or they want to do something drastic or, you know, something like that. How do you approach something?
Well, first, before you answer that...
Excuse me, was I asking you?
But before they answer that, when's the last time you had a new client?
So we have been getting them.
Have you?
We say we're not taking new clients.
And then they still just kind of...
suckers.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, okay, fine. Okay.
Well, they got to know you, though, right? To weasel in or not really?
Kind of, but they're like a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm. And so, like, whatever. But it just depends. Like, it depends on the client. Mm-hmm. So it depends. Like, for me, you know, are you someone that I've been doing your hair for, like, 15 or 16 years?
Right.
Because I just kind of know. Unless you give me that look, I just am in, like, autopilot, you know.
Sure.
And I'll make like dumbass comments and be like, okay, so you want like purple and green, right?
Yeah.
Pink eyebrows. I'll be right back.
Done. Yeah, let me go mix real quick.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. And then, you know, they're a new client and it's like, so what are we doing?
Yeah.
Then it's like all the awkward things that happen that people don't know. Like they're a new client, they have really long hair and they're wearing a hoodie and you're like, so we're gonna need you like turn your hoodie around or are you wearing anything under that?
And
like,
they never are.
No, and thank God. Always because do. I am a non, like, I don't wear stuff under my hoodies. So to see all these other people, I'm like, oh, my people.
I found my people.
I feel validated that I'm not the only one.
Like, I put on a hoodie because it's chilly outside, but I know I'm going to want to take it off. So
I
wear a t-shirt under.
I fluctuates all the time. Yeah. So I'm like hot or cold. Yeah. So I need to be able to. Do both.
Do layers.
I'm a layerer.
I need layers.
I'm
yeah.
Like, this is my shirt.
This is my shirt.
No. And if I'm cold, I'll put a robe on.
But what if you're hot?
Well, then I take the robe off and push up my sleeves. it works out fine every time. Or I'll just go inside and change.
Every time, 80% of the time.
Yeah, it works every time. Yeah.
What are some mistakes that people do that come to you?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the juicy stuff.
We don't need your hair to be dirty. Please.
I just saw a TikTok on that. They were like, why are people coming with dirty hair? Like if I'm going
That's like, I mean, I've been told to do an updo. Don't wash it that
one day.
Correct.
Right.
True.
But other than that, if I'm going to get my hair cut, like I go in there with clean hair. Even
so
if you
like
are going to shampoo it.
It's not a big deal because I'm going to wash your hair.
Yeah.
But like she literally had somebody come in a couple years ago. I was like, I heard your hair has to be dirty. My aunt does hair. I filled my hair with wax.
Ew. Why
like,
would you do
she's
that?
She's like, I washed my hair today, but I know it has to be dirty, so I put a bunch of hair wax in it. Like,
ew.
Well, wait, why?
And make I was like, that's actually not true. And she's like, she was like so defensive. Like, my aunt does hair. What would the color stick to?
Why aren't you sitting in your aunt's
That's what I was just going to say. So go talk to your aunt.
Hair and scalp.
Yeah. Where it's supposed to.
You haven't seen her since, I bet, huh?
No.
And
and we fired her.
Don't miss her.
She was the Monday chair.
Fire and a client. Yeah, the Monday chair.
Yeah.
Are there nails too?
We did nails for a while, but our nail girl, she was super talented, so it sucked because she could literally like
go anywhere,
anything on your tiny little nails.
Yeah.
She was an artist.
She could draw a dog on a child's nail.
Yeah.
But then, you know, she decided, like, oh, I'm getting married to my high school sweetheart, and I have a bunch of babies, so, duh.
Just, always with yeah. the babies. Duh. All these you talented know, people yeah. stopping yeah. to have a family.
Crushing the mom life.
Yeah. yeah. So she has three kids, like three and under. So God bless.
Paints their nails yeah. now, huh?
Yeah, and she just gets to do all the cute shit on their nails. Which, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that the girl that was there forever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, she was wow. cool. She so, did my nails once yeah, or twice.
So then we're like, it sat there for a while. And I just got tired of looking at it, yeah. but I'm a little bit of a hoarder, so yeah. I'm like, oh, but I have all this nail polish.
I enable the hoarding.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. I probably would, too. Yeah.
So then
I would
we
be a great fit at
out.
Your salon.
really, yeah, anybody. Like, just come hang out. So we ended up getting rid of all that stuff, I think, in, like, January. And now we're turning into, like, our babe cave where we're going to mix all of our color and stuff. So
nice. Oh, amazing.
Really spooky and cute and... Well, that'll be our new color room where we'll mix everything. And then our current color room, we're going to have like an actual little mini break room so that people aren't staring at us while we eat.
Yeah.
Cute.
Good or idea.
Like if we just need to hide for yeah. 5 seconds.
While you're cute. Eating your sandwich and soup from yeah. Panera.
Well, I'm eating my $50 yeah. lunch. Yeah. I would like some privacy.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes.
yeah. While they're eating their hospital food, right, Cass?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way, Panera's so good.
Does the hospital have tomato basil bread?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do
probably
they?
I've been to some pretty. I took her to the hospital, and their lunch was amazing.
I mean, I've heard that.
But yeah.
They
I
don't love have a good cafeteria, so
but they don't yeah. have the death lemonades, and that's our
thing
right now. We love the death.
Where
death
did we? Lemonade. What was that? Winfield? What, did we? Have, did we have to go to? It was forever. South
ask your butt.
Of here. My butt had to go to the hospital. So how do you stay updated on the trends that aren't trends with the mullets and all that? Do you have to take classes and all that fun stuff yeah. every year?
So we go, because we have to do 14 hours of continuing education mm-hmm. every 2 years. And then we have to do like some other new things that they've added to our plate. Whatever. It's kind of dumb because it's repetitive, but we have to take like sexual harassment.
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
domestic
same.
Violence.
Yeah,
but now
that,
there's
yeah.
like a lot of states are doing like sex trafficking. So
oh, wow. yeah. You got to
okay,
know the signs and all that.
I'm glad that we're not in Ohio right now.
Yeah.
Because like that's really big in Ohio.
Oh, that's so wild.
We're safe up here so far.
Yeah. Move closer to the microwave. Or microwave. Move closer
to the microwave. Get your mouth on the microwave.
Yeah.
But we go to the Grand Geneva every year and do their big hair show. Because it's just really fun. So, and it's like a lot of the artists that we have been obsessed with. So we just see them and it's like the same thing. Like, oh, we have to go take our picture with Justin and we have to go take our picture with Sam. And then we have to like find who our new obsession is. This year was Philip Wolf and Alfredo Lewis. They're like really big on TikTok right now. And
cool.
Yeah, we just kind of, I just like stalk around and I just fangirl.
Love
yeah.
it.
I'm
that's
like,
fun.
Hey, it's just us, you know, every year we just like take an awkward photo together.
Yeah.
Can we do it again?
That's of cool course. Though that like you had so many different plants growing up and you chose this and like you really are passionate about it and love
I
it.
I do love it.
Yeah.
Like I love that it's different all the time.
Yeah.
Which I think kind of helps me out because I am always going like a million miles an hour and I also hyperfixate, but this kind of like I have to stay
grounded,
sure,
a little bit focused at what I'm doing.
Yeah,
but otherwise I'm like I don't know. I always have 10,000 things going on, and I prefer it that way.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like oh, I got to go do this, and I got to do this, and this is like what I'm crafting this week, and then I'm doing this, and now I'm making this. So the hair thing is kind of similar because I get to do that professionally, and it feels good. And I don't know, you make friends with these people, like you don't realize it, you know. You hear all the gossip about their life, but then it's like vice versa. So then they come in and they're like, oh my God, how's your brother?
Yeah.
Is he dating that new girl? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, he is, you know.
And we like her.
Well, yeah,
we don't.
No, we like this one. We really like this one. The last one can kick rocks, but we really like this one. So it's just kind of fun, you know. You don't realize, you know, after a certain point in time, like they become your friends.
Yeah.
Is there a fine line though, when you say friends, because I've only heard from some friends that have salons where it was like, now we're friends. Can you give me a discount type stuff?
Oh,
or is it pretty respect it's pretty respected.
Telling me that I should raise my prices and I should be
charging
more.
And they're like, well, consider friends.
Yeah, like I would say they're very supportive and
sure.
All
that. Sure.
Okay. That's what I told Julia. She'd do my nails for like $20 and I'd be like, girl, you need to charge more.
Yeah.
I'd give her 40.
Yeah, we have a nail salon
I think
upstairs.
Especially like after COVID, like everyone really realized how important it was to them to get their hair done.
Yeah, because and they were doing it themselves. There was
like,
a lot of people walking around box color.
For us. Like we want this. And when we would call them to reschedule every month that it got shut down, they would be like, so what's going on in your life? Are you okay?
They want
to
know.
You know, we haven't talked. It would take me like 2 hours to reschedule all these appointments because like you're spending talking to these people that you haven't talked to in so long.
How sweet is that? That's
amazing. And then you just like you, like for me, what I missed was like, oh, I just, I like, what are you having for dinner? What did your aunt do to your mom this week? You know, like the little things you don't think about. And now you're just, I'm like, okay, I've been sitting at home for like 13 weeks, just drinking White Claw, wondering all these things that are going on with everybody's life. And I missed them. Like,
for sure.
I'm a people person. And I just, I don't know, like I missed all these people so much because it's like, you guys have taken care of me for such a long time. And they're always like, well, you take care of me. But, like, it's reciprocated.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So it's one of those things, like, that was the hardest part. It wasn't, I mean, obviously not making money is fucking shitty.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm having two conversations. Like, I'm only talking to two people this whole time, and I'm going crazy.
Yeah. Sure, especially like, when you're used to talking to so many people like every day and every week.
I'm like, I have 10 conversations a day.
For
like
sure.
10 different people, you know? And then now it's just, I'm talking to a three-year-old and my husband, and we're all just staring at each other. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, I think we all were, went through that a little bit.
Not me. I was just working the whole time.
Well, I mean, I was working too. Yeah, good old retail.
I quit my job and started a new job in the middle of the pandemic.
You did. Wow. You did. So
it was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Do you have anyone sit in your chair that's quiet and you just don't know what they're thinking and you try to draw a conversation out and it just makes the haircut or the color or mullet perm go a lot longer for you?
I had an older lady for like 5 years and I knew nothing about her life.
Really?
I would do the basic like, how are you? What do you got going on today? Nothing. What do you got going on this weekend?
Nothing.
What did you do today? Nothing.
Really?
And then
like when she would call to make appointments, she'd be like, anytime after 3. So it's like, what
are you doing?
What were you doing before 3 o'clock?
I know you were doing something.
Like 5 years in, she said something about her daughter. It's like, I had no idea you had a daughter. You know, like, so at one point, it's like the first 15 minutes, I'm asking her the questions, and then like the hour and 45 left, we just don't talk.
Wow. Does that make for a long day? Long
no,
time?
No, I'll work faster, honestly.
Sure, sure.
I've had people be like, I just want to read my book, and I don't want
to
talk.
Yeah, because like, it's like their time,
totally
too.
Yeah.
I've seen that at salons where they just, or they have their headphones in, or they're watching something on their phone, or I see that at the nail salon.
Do you ever
lot.
See anything like they're watching their phone and you can see it and you're like, what the fuck is that?
So I won't look.
No.
Learned your lesson?
No.
Because I know I did.
I'm just like super paranoid and I'm like, I can't. They do. The others.
Yeah.
They love.
I think I've told this. There's nothing worse than when they're like taking a Snapchat and it's like your whole double
chat. Oh, yeah.
You're like, well, you're so flattering. Thanks for getting that awesome picture.
I think I've told this story before, but I was working where we work now many, many years ago. Yeah. And someone was looking through her phone and I was standing over her shoulder because she was like, here, let me show you something. And it was pictures of her in lingerie that she forgot she took the night before. I was like, oh, let me just step back here for a second. She's like, it's in here somewhere.
Well, I know. Sometimes I told this story before, too. I was trying to help somebody with their phone with the rewards program. Mm-hmm. And I clicked on the Google and it went right to porn. Oh. And I was like, oh, man, turn it off. Turn it off. There's kids.
There's kids. What kind of tips do you have for people to keep their hair healthy in between appointments?
Ooh. Don't wash it every day.
So I wash my hair every day.
I wash my hair every day.
I have to. I'm
me
like
too.
Greasy.
Yeah, me too.
So like my hair will look wet tomorrow when I wake up.
Yeah.
And there's no amount of dry shampoo in the world that's going to fix that.
Right.
And then I just feel like I can feel every strand of hair on my head just like fucking wash your hair.
Yeah.
And I can't wake up. Like,
I need a shower in the morning.
I'm groggy all day. I'll still shower, but I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I feel hungover. Like, I have to wash my hair. I just have to do it.
Monday after Easter, I was super hungover and sick. And I ran out the door to work, like had a half a cup of coffee, tried to poop, brushed my teeth, and went out the door. Didn't I had makeup, old makeup. I had my hair up in a high bun, and I was miserable all day long. Yeah. All day long.
Do you do updos?
No.
No?
Not if
no.
I don't have to.
No, I booked an updo with her for a wedding.
I'm so excited.
What are you going to do with it?
I just want to do like a sexy, messy, modern French twist.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She like says she hates updos and she's bad at them, but she's
but
not.
But she does so good at them, right?
She's great at them. And I've done enough updos to myself for weddings, and I'm like, I just
want somebody else.
I'm not in this wedding.
Yeah.
I'm like just going as a guest. I've been in weddings for a few years now and done my hair and someone else's hair, and I just want to show up. And
does your date have a mustache or no?
My date is my lady friend.
Oh. I was like, I'll go with you. I have a mustache.
I mean, she can still have a mustache. Yeah,
I just
right?
got rid of mine yesterday, so
I can let it grow for
she's
a week.
She's wedding prepping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know how to braid well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Cool. That's good
I
to
can
know.
Cornrow like there's no tomorrow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the K-Fed era.
Oh.
So, like, I will turn anyone into K-Fed if you let me.
In a long time.
Like, if you let me, please.
Can you do super short hair like mine? Mine's really short.
Yeah,
I bet she could.
Yeah, she could.
I could.
You could? I might come see her then before vacation.
Right? What are you going to get cornrows before vacation so you don't have to wash it the whole time we're there?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? You could have an awesome afro.
Yeah, it would. It's very,
oh my
very,
God,
very, very curly.
It would afro afterwards. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Well, and then like the sunburn and all the part lines.
Absolutely. I live for that. Absolutely.
I did that in the Bahamas once. Yeah.
It's a good
no matter
time.
How much sunscreen you put on.
Yeah.
And it'll be all greasy from the sunscreen. Yeah.
It's like, it just
sounds amazing.
Matter.
Where are we going?
Don't wash it.
We got to plan our trip.
I thought we were going to Aruba or something.
Fiji. Julia was just in Aruba 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Jelly.
Could have met her there.
My daughter's on a cruise
We're
for 14
slacking.
Days.
Nice.
She went to all these different islands. She keeps Snapchatting me all the different islands. I'm like, stop it. I'm jealous.
I know, but she's only posted like one Snapchat. You're going on the world cruise?
No, she just like, it's been a hot
just
topic.
Just told you I was poor.
It's like I barely pay for
and
my chair
dog,
fees.
Like,
I will watch your dog.
I could just never leave him, okay?
I'm just saying, I'll watch your dog.
Aww.
I'm a very good dog watcher.
Do you
Ask
have clients that don't tip?
Everybody we know.
No.
No.
Everybody's very generous.
I don't think
or
maybe sometimes like a teenager like forgets. And
yeah.
Like they,
they just
know.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. I mean, I feel like people take good care of us. Like we're really spoiled.
Good.
My one client buys my dog gifts for every holiday.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
How old is your dog?
He'll be 6 in August.
Aww.
He's really cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
Lewis.
He's a little shy, but
Lewis?
He's pretty cute. Yeah.
I love when they have like
human
yes.
names.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I think our boss, his dog's name is Carl.
Aww.
I think.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't even know he had a dog.
Human name.
I'm mad.
So cute.
Well, we got Nikki. That's a pretty.
That's definitely.
It's a baby name.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be Nick when he grows up.
Maybe. Or when his bark gets a little stronger.
I think he'll be forever Nikki.
Oh my gosh.
Just like Jake was Jakey Poo.
Does he still have the cone on his head?
Yeah, he still has the cone. Yeah.
Aw, poor Nikki.
Till Monday.
Aww.
Yeah.
He was just looking at you in the morning that one time like, what is this?
Dude.
Around my neck.
Because he sleeps with us. My dog sleeps with
My
us.
My dog
I
sleeps
know.
Under the covers.
Yeah. Well, ours doesn't get under the covers. I think he's too hot. But
he loves
because he'll get down and get on the floor for a while and then come back up. Like, he gets too hot. But anyways, he's been sleeping with us with this fucking cone on.
Oh, God.
And I, like, wake up and I'm like, what the hell? And he's, like, right here between me and Johnny and the cone is, like, on me, you know?
Sticking
so.
To your sweat.
Yeah. You know, we take it off during the day, but he has to have it on at night because we can't monitor his licking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want him to lick his stitches out.
What sets your salon apart from the others? Why do you think you're so busy?
I mean, we're pretty badass.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Not professional.
We're really cute.
Yeah.
We're so, like, I had this whole mentality for a long time. Like, oh, we're, like, business. We have to be professional.
Yeah.
Do all this stuff. You have to please everybody. The customer's always right. And then the more I got into it, I'm like, people kind of like us for being who we are. So that, like, I've come to terms with the fact, like, we're not for everyone, and that's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're not hurting for business.
Right.
You know, the people that we have, they love us, and we have a lot of fun with them.
They've embraced our weird.
Yeah, they love our weird, and they ask us weird questions, and like back to the death hair.
Yeah.
We ask all of them.
One of our clients, like, that's what prompted the whole thing, is she's like, oh my God, we were driving down the road and this deer came out in front of us and my life flashed before my eyes. All I could think of was, I cannot be buried with these roots.
Yeah.
So she's like, would you dye my hair when I'm dead? And I'm like, 100% God. I got you. So then we've been on a kick. So I actually reached out to my like estranged cousin who's a funeral director. And I'm like, hey, what do I got to do to like do some dead hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like want to try. And I need to bring her for moral support.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's like, well, I'll be there. And I'm like, yeah, because nothing says like, what's up, cousin, that I haven't talked to in 25 years. And like, hey, let's do some dead hair.
Yeah.
So like, I would rather bring my best friend, please.
Yeah. Is the chemistry different when it's dead? When there's no blood flowing?
When
I mean, they say it's a little different because I think like you don't have the heat from the scalp to oxidize as much. So it might just take a little longer.
If you're going to
And I don't
bleach
know,
it or
yeah, if like embalming and shit affects.
We should probably research that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I don't know.
We never got that far.
Oh,
We have
yet to do dead hair.
We have yet to do dead hair. But
wow. Can you come
waiting.
Back and tell us all about it?
Yeah.
I'm very morbid.
I don't want somebody to die, obviously. Somebody please die so I could do your hair. But who's going to do your hair better than your hairdresser?
Maybe we could just reach out to any of the funeral homes and like maybe like they'll let you do like a homeless person's or something that doesn't have anybody.
Because they usually do it.
Yeah.
It's like part of their thing. But he's like, you know, we charge like for our stylist that we do bring in, it's $150.
Yeah.
I'm like to do a quarter of a head of hair.
Yeah.
Because you
only do the front.
Right.
I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Like, shit, I do need to raise my prices.
12 years.
12 years and you've been open 13?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be like our 13th. Yeah,
have you been friends even before the 12 and 13?
No.
You met her 12 years ago?
Okay.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And that's so weird that you had similar like wants growing up. And then
it was just meant to be.
Grandma used to get her hair done at the salon I used to work at.
Okay.
So we kind of had like this similar look going on for a while. And I was like, who's this bitch?
Yeah, right.
Stealing my look.
When I was in beauty school, I went with my grandma to watch her get her hair done. And yeah, we had the same hair.
The same hair.
Blonde and brunette.
That is so funny.
Yeah, we both just kept side-eyeing each other. And then I saw the stylist wanted sign and walked in. And we're both looking at each other like, I know you.
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah. And then there's like one picture in particular where I know that it's me, but it's a joke all the time. I was like, is it me or her?
Yeah. I question it immediately. I think it's me. And
it's, really?
It's
I'm like,
me.
It's not.
But that's then so people are like, are you sure you're not related? I'm like, I don't think that we look anything alike. We're just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you guys look a lot alike.
But maybe in the picture with the lighting, I could see it, you know,
like
similar makeup.
Adopted each other's mannerisms.
Yeah, it's bad.
Of course.
But you spend like 40 hours a week
like
with
looking.
Somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like
we
marriage.
In, we
don't
both
you start
said,
looking
yeah.
like your husband?
We walked in, we both said,
hi,
husband, at the same time. And you're like, that's a husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, but
that's
whatever.
Great.
We can like look at each other across the room.
Oh, we'll have conversations all day without making a noise. And we're like, and I know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
I don't like to use my words, and she has to yell at me, and she'll be like, use your words.
Like, yeah. You know. And
I'm like, you know,
what?
Like the thing.
And she's like, the guy. And I'm like, I need something.
Give me something else.
But then I won't say anything, and a half hour later, she's like, oh, my God, you're talking about this. And I'm like, yes.
You got
like,
it.
That's what I meant.
That is so funny.
It's like telepathic. I don't know. It's really weird. We were laughing about the other day because we were like, we don't know what we're going to talk about on this. And I was like, oh, we can make like a list. And so everything I think of that I think is a brilliant idea is always when I'm in the shower. So like my shower thoughts are like the truest form of anything I'll ever put out there. So then I kept laughing because when she first started and we were not as busy, I had a clientele, but still not as busy. Cause at that point I'd only been like 6 or 7 years in.
I was fresh out of school.
She was like a baby stylist, as they call it now, which is just the dumbest thing, but whatever. So we would spend all day together at work. and not talk to each other. Mm-hmm. We would just like be doing whatever we were
doing. Doing your thing. And
then go home and we would be like Facebook Messenger, texting, to the point that my husband's literally like, are you guys, is something going on with you two? How do you spend all day together and then you talk all
still
night
have
long?
To talk about. Oh, yeah. So funny.
So I'm like, well, we don't talk to each other at work. I'm working. Yeah. I'm working at work. Yeah, you know, that was like sense. The excuse.
And then he was like, I talk to dudes at work.
And then I'm like, and by the way, we're going to Walmart. I know it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, but I'm going to go meet her at Walmart. And he's like, and he would think of the most random thing for me to buy. She always says floss picks. It might have been floss
it
picks.
It was.
But I'm like, okay, I'll grab you some fucking floss picks. Like, I'm not
to
going
to Walmart.
That I'm going
yeah.
to Walmart. Sneaking yeah. off with my girlfriend in the Walmart yeah. parking lot. Like, I swear we're buying her grandma underwear. Like, this is what the, like, what? That was the mission. And then just wander around and, like, look at dumb shit. I don't know.
We loved going to Target and shit when it was late at night when we were too young to drink and stuff, you know?
I mean, we were old enough to drink.
We just didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah, we weren't, like, cool enough to drink. Yeah. I don't know. We just would rather spend our Saturday night.
I was living at home.
Sober at Walmart.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Go to Walmart.
Can you share your most memorable client or... memory or anything like that?
I don't know. I feel like I have so many. That's a problem.
Good or bad.
Give us the most, like, awkward one.
Yeah, there we go. We took a break to talk shit. Yeah.
Talk going pee.
Have you seen the trend of men putting extensions on in their beard?
Stop.
In their beard?
In their beard. Like, they actually, like, comb it up and put an extension on, and then they, like,
wait,
trim it up.
Wait, is it curly or straight?
Okay, so the one I saw was really bad, because I feel like beards are a little bit curly just because of the way
yeah,
it grows.
A lot.
Some, right? And he was putting straight ones in.
Yeah.
So it was just, I don't know if it was a joke or not.
That's weird.
But then, of course, because I watched the thing all the way through, I didn't blink looking at it on TikTok. Now I'm getting all of these men putting extensions into their beard.
Now you can basically do it.
I just want to go back to the cow hooves trimming.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The ones Boogie sent, what was it? It was ice cream, and it was like the cow hooves.
Yes.
And it was like the moose track, so I had like peanut butter cups, so he'd be like, oh yeah, she's got a little sore right here. Yeah.
We have a little white line infection here, or whatever, and they were going through the caramel. All right, memorable moment.
So I have this client, well, I don't have her anymore, because whatever. When I was pregnant. So I was doing her
hair
for a
while. Wait, when you say whatever, that's a whole bunch of stuff.
Did she walk into traffic?
Did she have a bad day?
No.
Did she go somewhere else? Like, you got to kind of, like, share the whatever's here.
So it'll make sense. So
all right.
She's coming in for a while, and she, I don't know what her deal was, right? So she was very specific. Like, she wants seven highlights.
Seven?
I swear to God. So she had the biggest... hands and knuckles I've ever seen.
Say head. Oh God.
So she would sit there, and so I'm combing her hair and trying to part it, and she would just like rake her fingers through her hair the whole time.
What?
And like show me. Like, I want one hair.
Oh my God.
And one hair. So she tried to like micromanage the whole thing. And for seven highlights, it's like a 45-minute appointment.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, you know. So she always wanted to have a consultation every single time. She would show up late. She would park in three parking spots.
No.
She looked like she was living in her car, and she would, change in the bathroom. She had like seven rings on every finger.
Ew.
And her eyebrows were green. And because they were tattooed on like in the 40s.
Stop.
So
wow.
This would happen all the time. So fast forward, I'm pregnant, right? Visibly pregnant and just not having it.
No.
And hangry is a real thing.
Yeah.
Pregnant hangry is like a whole nother level. So here we are, 45 minutes into her appointment. She should be getting like rinsed at this point and leaving. And we're still talking about placement.
Stop.
Oh, no.
And she's like, you're awfully crabby today. I said, because, Christine, I should be eating my lunch right now. You should be leaving already. Like, I didn't have my lunch. I'm super hungry. So she's like, oh my God, honey, next time I'm going to take you out to lunch before my hair appointment. And I was like, listen, I'm never going anywhere with you.
Oh my God.
Mind you, she's recording the whole thing because I'm just pissed. She has no bra on.
No.
The sides of her shirt are open.
Big sleeves.
And her little, they're just flapping out.
I did not record her breasts, but I saw them.
Oh my gosh.
Then as I'm like, finally I get the color in. And then whatever, I'm rinsing her hair and she like throws herself out of the chair. And again, they're just like, pew, right out the sides of her shirt.
Stop.
I'm like, thanks. I'm so glad. She just, so whatever. That's what I mean. Whatever. So this went on. Then I didn't see her for a while. So she ironically went to my old salon, my home salon, as I like to call it. And had one of my friends there start doing her hair. Mm. And so just in normal talking, she's like, I have the craziest client. I said,
no.
You're crazy. So then we were like, oh, my God, it's the same person.
Wow. Right?
So then all of a sudden, she decides, I don't know, what, 2 years ago? She calls the salon.
No.
She's like, I used to come there. And I'm like, oh, God.
Did you know exactly?
Oh, I knew exactly. I saw the last name. I was like,
oh, because you got caller ID. That's smart.
She's still alive.
They talked clearly on the phone forever.
So we talked on the phone for like 45 minutes.
Again,
so,
with the 45.
It's always like forever. So she's like asking me like, so what's your name again, hon? I see the owner. What's your name? Are you the owner? And I was like, yeah. She's like, what's your name? I'm like, Tracy.
It's not her name.
So then she's like, well, I want an appointment with you. I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. So we set up this appointment. It's like 4 weeks, whatever. She calls the day before. She can't make it. And then she kind of has an attitude because it's going to be a bit of a wait again.
Yeah, you're busy.
So finally, I'm just like, you know what? Why don't you just call Brandy back and see if she can get you in?
Yeah.
And she's like, what? How do you know her? Were you talking about me to her? I said, yeah, we were talking. And I think it's probably just best that you go back to her.
Yeah.
So I text her. I was like, I'm just warning you.
Yeah. Like, she's on her way
back. It's going to be a fucking nightmare.
I just dumped her. I told her this was my name. I dumped her. I sent her back to you. She's like, well, I'm not taking her back. So I don't know.
Where she went. Happened. So
I don't
whatever.
Know where she ended yeah. up. So whatever.
She found somebody else to give her 7 highlights.
I mean, not Tracy.
Only
or
had
her.
Like
I was disappointed. I was excited to see her.
Get out. You want to see her titties flap around again?
I was like
someone
little,
yell out there that wasn't me.
I was a little excited and like she, you know. Our other stylist is feisty. Like, she cuts hair at the jail. So she, can handle it.
Yeah.
I was like, perfect. Match made in heaven. Like, they're just, just going to see the
It just didn't fireworks. Have the opportunity. Yeah.
And,
darn it.
So funny. She just was so annoying on the phone. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I was like, goodbye. I don't want your $20. I don't want to deal with you for 2 hours. I don't ever want to see your boobs again.
Yeah, no.
That is so funny.
So, what about you? I mean,
that was a pretty good impressionable
like
one.
Yeah. It was intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a lot of different men ones. I don't. It just depends where we could go with that.
Yeah, right? Wherever you want to go.
I mean, I've had clients tell me they tried to run their husbands over with their car for cheating on them.
And really? They should. They deserve it then.
I've had clients tell me about their buying their husbands and boyfriends the same sweater for Christmas.
Stop.
What do you do with that information?
Yeah.
That would be a lot. You come
on
a podcast,
you know what?
I guess.
It's like a baby.
You do.
Yeah.
And you're just
because
like,
that's the thing about being a stylist. I don't know.
Slash.
Is that the right word for you?
Sometimes you talk about because it's just like, I don't know. Sometimes you just kind of word vomit things and it's not intentional. But things like that, like truly personal things, you kind of do. You nurture it like a little baby. And
they
like,
probably need to get it off their chest.
The yeah. We want this baby to grow up.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I need to go home and have a cocktail.
Do
it's been a long day.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to talk to anyone after work. Like, that's been an issue in any relationship I've been in where I like come home and I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Overstimulated. What's wrong? You're so quiet. Like, I've been talking to people all day.
Yeah.
And it's not just small talk. It's in-depth conversations.
Some stuff
I know what's going on in their life. They know what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. I just want to, like, decompress and scroll on my phone for an hour or two.
That's probably, I was more that way at our old job.
Yeah.
Because I worked extreme customer service, right?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, it was entertaining, and I felt like we were on a stage, you know.
My social meter runs out sometimes.
Yeah. I would come home, and my husband would be, blah, 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 and I'm like, just shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Drive home.
He does that to me in the morning on like a Saturday too. Like, okay, I want to sleep in. And it's like, I'll still get up at 4 a.m., yep. right? You know, that's sleeping in for me, but I'll try to go back to sleep. And then it's like, I just woke up, and I'll be like, hey, what's going on? How you feeling? Do you want breakfast? And I'm like, I haven't even peed yet. Like, I have to empty before I can fill up again, all right? Let me have a cup of coffee. Do you want to go to breakfast? Me. And I'm like, it's 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Like, I'm not ready to leave the house yet, you know?
So we ask most people this, but what's the dream? Any dream besides what you're doing now?
I mean, winning the lottery.
Yeah. Walk into traffic.
Yeah. Live, laugh, toast your bed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, today's a new day, so I'm kind of past that. I have always said that I just want to retire and work at Home Depot and water flowers. But now I'm thinking I want to be a golf pro. I know some people are working at like the country clubs, and the golf pros have it made.
Yeah.
They literally
even just go hang out with the golf pros.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
let me hang
too,
out in your
but
cart.
Like, they just get to like kind of hang out and run the show and make decent money.
Yeah.
And they don't really have to do anything if they don't want to.
Yeah.
Because the golf course is already efficiently running.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
But like, okay. But yeah, I mean, I'll probably just water flowers. So.
I like it. What's the dream?
To find a rich husband.
Yes. With
still
a mustache.
Waiting for that rock star to come your way.
Yes. So when you say rock star, what kind of music?
I mean, this was like 14-year-old me, so it was very like pop punk emo.
Sure.
Now I don't really know. I just like...
anybody
that just, you know, preferably like too old to touch me, but like with it enough to know to put me as their beneficiary.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It wouldn't be an argument or fought,
right? Like, that's amazing. That would be great.
I wish she was kidding.
She
approaches people like
if I'm at the bar and there's like an old man, I'm like, do you have a beneficiary?
I swear to God, she does.
Because I could be her.
I will spend it well. I promise.
People always ask me if I want to own a salon one day, and I say absolutely not. No desire.
No, it's too much work, right? Yeah.
I started like 3 months into her having it, and I've watched the struggles and trying to find people. And like, I get to go to work and like leave.
Yeah.
I do my job and I leave.
Yeah.
Except when she calls me in a panic.
That's what I keep telling her.
Right. Sure.
Otherwise, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Except when she's.
Go to Walmart at 10 if you want.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a real dream, the closest to like that would be have a house with some property and build a little she shed
by the seashores.
Not in my house. I don't want people in my house.
Yeah.
But. I don't want to pay mortgage or rent either. And I could just like
maybe if you can do a garage, like a 5-car garage,
and just like keep me busy so I don't become like a raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
Right.
If I was like a true stay at home dog mom, like I want to be
end well.
Yeah.
She's really thought about this.
I have dreams. Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic dreams.
Yeah.
Don't you think about your future?
I'm living it.
That's
but
awesome.
Like, do you think like, God forbid, your husband passed away.
Got plenty of money to give me.
Yeah.
I am not worried.
See, we have this conversation all the time, too. And that's the joke is, like, I'm going to have a date for his funeral.
Yeah.
Like, she does never want to be alone. I love being alone.
Let me know when I need to go shopping for the black dress. That's
so, like, being in my 30s and single for several years, I am happy. I'm just poor. Like, if I told someone the other day, if money wasn't an issue, like, I would be the happiest person in the dress.
For sure. I think a lot of people could say that.
Life is good.
Yeah.
What about you, Cass?
What?
What's the dream? I don't think I've ever asked you that. I've only asked our guests.
Fuck.
What's the dream?
My dream is to, didn't I tell you about the building, the big glass building that I go past all the time? So if you are driving down 94 south from here, obviously we live way up north, and you exit on, what's the exit to Glen East?
Willow?
No. Oakland? No. Oakland? Mm-hmm. Anyways, There's this huge glass building, right? It's called like 1525 or something like that.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And when I'm 90 and I'm retired, I'm going to have a little tiny dog and I'm going to live in that building. And it looks amazing.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I drive past there all the time and I'm like, I could live there.
And you'll just pet your little dog and look out the window?
I don't know.
At the highway?
Have a lot of plans.
Well, I probably, my apartment wouldn't face the highway because then you'd get afternoon sun and be too hot.
Yeah.
I would be on the other side.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, so you get sun in the morning and then it goes away. But they have like a swimming pool and like I'd probably do my daily exercise there.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like they probably have a grocery store downstairs. So like, I would never have to fucking leave
probably
there.
Coffee Starbucks is down there, right?
You know? And I just go walk my little fucking shitty dog that barks at everybody.
Little
and
ankle
like,
biter.
Yeah. It only likes
Love
me.
It.
Yeah.
Love
that's
it.
That's my ultimate goal in life.
Amazing.
Yep.
Wow.
I'll be there one day.
Lots of dreams around this table. I like it. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
This is how we plan things. She texted me on Saturday.
She's been asking me for like 5 years.
You know, I know she has.
And I'm like, oh, no, I can't do it.
I can't do it. And you're a natural. You both are.
Vulnerable moment.
I waited until y'all had a couple drinks.
Approached me at the surprise party.
It was her husband was like, they'll be there.
They're going.
Yeah.
They're going. Blame your husband.
They're coming.
Okay.
Now he's got to share it with everyone, though.
And then I forgot. I woke up, went to work on Saturday after a lot of cocktails. And I was like, Oh, yeah,
we got to go talk.
Now I have anxiety all over again.
No, this was super fun. Man. Yeah, gave us some tea.
And we're going to have your husband on, too, because he's been dying to come on himself. So
he loves attention.
I know.
Oh, my God.
He'll have good stories. I just know it.
He'll need like 73 Busch lattes, but he'll be
That's
here.
Fine.
Yeah, no problem.
He can drink as many Busch lattes as he wants to. I'll drive him.
I'll be like, you're riding with her.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'll pick him up and I'll drop him off.
Well, thanks to both. You both do amazing work. I've seen it. I know people that see you.
We know people that know you.
We know. Have our people call your people.
I know one of my clients is one of your best friends.
One of your besties. Like, we did her hair forever.
Yeah.
Yep. So. She has, like, a whole life now.
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know.
Yes.
Like, she has no time for herself.
Her birthday's coming up, so we'll have to give you guys a call.
We
do. That's what we do.
And, like, had popped out some kids.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, and remember the gift card thing?
Don't one
where
of you
we booked it and she got the email?
Oh, my God. Remember that? That was so funny.
Mm-hmm. And then, she thought she drunk made the appointment.
I know. That was so funny.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. She texted
us.
She was
like, you guys, I think I accidentally made an appointment. We're like, fuck. Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Do I call
them?
Do I get
go.
We're like, just keep
just
it.
Go. Oh my gosh. Just go.
We had to tell her.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I forgot about that.
That is so funny. I forgot about
Never
that, too.
Never thought about the email when
no.
I booked it.
That is so funny.
I think I drunk text made an appointment.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That was so fun.
That was funny. That was a good story.
So good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Happy Friday.
Woo.
Later, thanks. Bitches.
Talk to you next week.